Scotchy, scotch, scotch.
Episode 151, weighing in with Travis Hartman. I am B-Money, the producer. That over there is the talent, Travis Hartman, a.k.a. Weekend Trav. We're going to talk about it right out of the gate, Weekend Trav, because you've been asked questions about it. God, I've been asked questions about it. I was just got back from in town. I was in Washington, D.C., and I have people asking me. I'm like, how do you even know I know about this stuff? Talking Mike Tyson. We're talking Jake Paul. We're talking their bout that is scheduled for July 20th on Netflix, coming to us from AT&T, is this stadium, AT&T Stadium in Dallas, Texas, Weekend Trav. How do we even pick this thing apart right now? Because the details are a little sparse. Mike Tyson, Jake Paul, that's the hot topic right now. Let's go. What do you think?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, you're right. Like, everybody's been asking this question. And I'm going to tell you again that I think it's super interesting. I'm not saying I love it, but I think it has the makings to be one of the most watched boxing matches of our time. Not because it's quality boxing, but because of who it is, Jake Paul, who people, it's the typical villain versus beloved guy, which is funny because Tyson was always the villain, really, growing, like coming up. He was always the mean guy knocking people out and, you know, talking back to reporters, blah, blah, blah.
Children, biting ears, all of it. We wanted to see the antics, right? I mean, that was huge draw.
We paid for that. So it's kind of cool because now Mike Tyson has become one of the most beloved figures in the world. The guy is a global marketing genius. And now, I hate to say it, but Jake Paul has become one of the most marketable people on the planet right now. Not just boxing. I'm talking about planet. And he's learned how to get under people's skin. He's learned how to market himself. He's learned how to do the boxing business now because he's knocked out a few real boxers now too. So like, everybody used to give him crap. They're like, well, you're not even fighting real boxers. Guess what? He's knocked out two real boxers in his last two fights. We know what he's doing. We know the level of competition of those last two boxers. Yes, he did knock them out, but now he's kind of shutting up the naysayers. But guess what? Now he's scheduled to fight Mike Tyson. B Money, right now, this is the only thing that I keep telling people this. The rumors are false that there's going to be headgear and there's going to be 18-ounce gloves. So far, that has never once been said about the fight from the promoters, from Tyson, and from Jake Paul. So far, right now, as of today, again, what are we, March 24th? It's a Sunday. Right now, the fight is scheduled to be a real sanctioned pro boxing match. Do me and you think that'll happen? I don't think so. I think it'll be an exhibition. But as of right now, it's a real fight. So I'm going to try to weigh in on the fact that it's a 57-year-old fighting a 27-year-old. He'll be 58 by the time the fight takes place because it's July 20th. So I think it's super interesting because I do think Jake Paul knows how to punch. He can, okay? Do I think he has the ability to knock out Mike Tyson? No. I think Tyson is enough of a veteran, even though he's older. A lot of these older guys you see, they just get beat up on. You usually don't see him get knocked out cold. And that's saying they're fighting other real pro boxers. Jake Paul's fighting Mike Tyson, arguably a legend in the sport of boxing. I think that he's young, so he's going to have to move a lot. If Tyson gets to him, it's going to be bad. But Tyson's 57, almost 58, B-Money. If he hits Jake Paul, yeah, he's going to hurt Jake Paul. But is he going to be able to get to Jake Paul to hit him? They're showing 5 and 10 second clips of Mike Tyson training. He's 57. He was in a wheelchair like not long ago. Okay, so let's keep it into perspective. Let's not think that we're going to see the Mike Tyson we saw in the past going in there fighting Jake Paul. But do I think Mike Tyson can beat a Jake Paul? I do think that he can. I just don't know if he will because Jake Paul is young. He's got young 27-year-old legs. Even though Jake Paul might be an idiot on social media, he's very smart in that ring. He knows that he's fighting Mike Tyson. He knows that if he stands in front of Mike Tyson, who, even though he's 57, you don't lose your power. Your power is the last thing to go. Mike still has his power, okay? That's just historically speaking. You lose your reflexes and your speed first, then your power is the last thing to go. We saw Mike 4 years ago against Roy Jones Jr. He wasn't really slow. He looked like he still had some pop on his punches. He pushed around the older Roy Jones Jr.
Held back, it looked like. He looked like he held back in that too.
Right? So, like, I think that's why for me, I'm a buyer of this. I think it's fun. I think it's cool. I think it's doing nothing wrong to boxing. I don't. It's not for a world title. It's another gimmick, but B Money. People keep forgetting that Muhammad Ali back in the day did an exhibition against the WWF guy, a wrestler. Like, I think it was a sumo wrestler from like Japan or something, wasn't it? It was something like that. But what I'm saying is
Yokozuna? He fought Yokozuna?
something. I don't know who it was, so I'm
Okay.
not gonna, but I know that he did an exhibition.
Okay.
Maybe it was even Andre the Giant. I don't even remember, but
Sumo.
he did exhibitions. We're
Yeah.
talking Joe Louis used to go and do exhibitions all the time to make money to pay his debt back because he owed the IRS tons of money. So exhibitions aren't new. So I don't want people to be like, oh, they're ruining the sport, these exhibitions. They're not, because they've been going on for hundreds of years. Okay. The Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul. Let's just see it for what it is, B Money. It's a spectacle. It
Now,
is.
current fighters that are up there, top 5, 10 in their weight classes, they're not going to like this because it takes eyes and attention off of them. And so you've seen some of that pushback when reporters are asking, let's say I saw them ask Canelo, hey, Canelo, what do you think? He had glasses on and stuff. Mike Tyson, Jake Paul, what do you think? And he looked at the reporter and just kept walking away. And you're gonna get these responses because it is taking attention away from the true fights. We can Trav, you make a very valid point. As of right now, it is a typical boxing match. We don't know the rounds and stuff, but an official fight. The problem being with that statement is that it's based on the contract they signed. It's not based on the Texas Commission. They haven't come out and done anything and licensed the fight as an actual. And I would be shocked if they do. And I think you and I are both in the same in agreement that it'll probably just end up being an exhibition fight, which that could be a wide range of things. Maybe 6 rounds, two, probably 3 minutes. I think these guys will do 3 minutes, but it probably isn't going to be something official for the record books that way, because they got to take a 57-year-old, 58-year-old at that point, his safety in mind. I mean, yes, it is Mike Tyson, but it is a 58-year-old Mike Tyson, and 4 years ago looked pretty good for a 54-year-old. Okay. Which Roy Jones Jr. at the time, I don't know how old he was stepping in the ring too, but these were not exactly two, spring chickens.
He was
Okay.
52, I believe. He's 2 years younger.
Yeah. So we were watching 2 50-year-olds, and we're saying, and I'm saying Mike Tyson looked like he was holding back and looked pretty good. Well, yeah, of course he looked pretty good. He's fighting a freaking 52-year-old.
There you go.
So see, here's my 2 cents on this thing. I for the most part, I think in almost complete agreement with you. And but I think that though for the audience, for those listening to us and looking at this event on July 20th on Netflix, Jake Paul, Mike Tyson, perspective. You mentioned that word. The key word here is perspective, because I think this fight has two things going for it. And it's not quality. That's not one of them. Okay. It's not going to be quality, in my opinion. But you hit it on the head. It's entertaining, number one. And number two, it's accessible. And what I mean by that is that it's going to be easy to watch because it's on Netflix. Most
Not
people,
pay-per-view, regular Netflix.
correct. So most people out there at this point probably have Netflix or access to it, or can go to a friend's house and watch this thing. It's accessible. So I think that's the biggest draw for this deal is like, hey man, you want to see Mike Tyson, Jake Paul? Are you interested? Yeah, why not? Let's go. And you know what? Boom. You're on Netflix watching it, and then whatever else is on the card, you're watching that too. And so for me, the two main things for this fight on July 20th that I think is going to be a win for boxing is the fact that it's entertaining and it's accessible. Ain't quality, but it's entertaining and accessible. That's my 2 cents looking at this Jake Paul, Mike Tyson on July 20th on Netflix.
See, think about this though. I don't think it's taking eyes away from the real boxing. I think what it's doing, if anything, it's doing this. It's putting this spectacle side by side to real boxing. I think it's going to
Yeah.
show the average person though what real boxers actually look like. That's why I like it almost, because they're going to get to see that, yes, while Jake Paul does have good skill, the guy has taken boxing seriously. The kid's training his butt off. Nobody can take that from him. He's doing well in the regards of his progress for boxing. He is, but he's also fighting Mike Tyson, who's also 57, almost 58. But I think you're going to see a glimpse of it during that exhibition. You're going to see those guys fighting, which is going to be entertaining. But then you're going to turn right around and see other real boxers
Yes.
in boxing matches. And you're going to be like, oh my gosh, okay, I see why these guys are pro and I see why these guys are really good. I think it's going to put it side by side and people are going to see, oh, okay, well, we get it now. It's a spectacle. It is what it is. The real pro boxers perform a lot differently than they will. And I
Yeah.
like it because I think that is bringing eyes to the sport because people are going to watch the Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson, which is going to allow them now to possibly be like, well, you know what? The first timers, I mean, the first timers watching Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson are going to be like, well, maybe I'll watch a real boxing match just to see what it really looks like. So I think that's bringing extra eyes. I think, in my opinion, I've said it from the beginning, I think Jake Paul has brought new eyes to the sport, and those new eyes have stayed, in my opinion. I
Yeah.
think they haven't just came for once. They've stayed and now they're watching more boxing, not just Jake Paul. So in my opinion, I'm probably in the minority, but I don't care. I think Jake Paul overall has been very good for boxing business-wise.
Business-wise, I agree with that. I think you're going to get more coverage because of some of these fights on ESPN. You're going to get on Fox Sports and other outlets. So they're going to cover things that they probably wouldn't have covered before. I think what I mean by I don't think it's necessarily taking eyes away from the top five, top 10 guys in different weight classes, but it's drawing attention away. So leading up to, let's say, Devin Haney, Ryan Garcia here in a month, the brain only has so much capacity for attention span. And, for the casual sports fan that may have some attention to that fight, if they're all of a sudden clouded in their mind with Jake Paul and Mike Tyson in July, their attention isn't as, dialed in to necessarily like that fight. Or, we have Isaac Cruz taking on Rolly Romero here in a week, I think, right?
Oh,
It's
yeah,
only
this
it's a
weekend.
week
No,
away.
it's this weekend. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
That's right.
So I just think it, for the casual bystander, their attention span is only so much. And if it's being flooded now with, holy crap, Mike Tyson. And that Jake Paul guy who's kind of annoying, and I remember him from Disney and stuff like that, which by the way, folks, get over that. It was a long time ago. Him and his brother are, you cannot take away from their marketing chops. They are gurus when it comes to marketing. Hell, look at this Prime drink, which tastes gross, by the way. And now all of a sudden they're the official energy drink of UFC, WWE, who's never had a logo in their rings, now has a Prime logo. I mean, look at that. They are marketing geniuses, these guys. And
You
it's,
got.
you swallow your pride, folks out there, and just admit it. Just admit it. They are on top of the world, these guys. You might not like them. Deal with it. That's how it is. They ain't going anywhere.
Listen, my whole thing about Jake Paul is this: when people start hating and they tell me all this stuff about him, I'm like, listen, what specifically do you hate about him? If you hate his personality, I'm cool with that. But when you come to me and tell me, oh, Jake Paul's ruining boxing. Well, then I disagree with you. I vehemently disagree with you because I don't think he's ruining boxing. I've seen other real boxers not take the sport even a quarter of serious as Jake Paul. Those guys are ruining the sport who don't take it serious, who show up overweight, out of shape, like Adrian Broner.
Yeah.
For example,
Yeah.
this guy was one of the most talented guys. I thought he could have been one of the next comings of a very great fighter, although he did win multiple world titles. I'm not taking that away from him. I'm just saying that if anybody, he disrespected the sport on different occasions by showing up overweight, canceling fights because he couldn't make weight after promising to make weight, things like that. Those guys, if you want to judge and criticize Jake Paul for training his butt off, 100% taking the sport seriously, fighting former combat guys. I don't care if they're boxers or not, whatever. He even beat a couple Golden Glove boxers here recently in his pro fight. So whatever Jake Paul's doing, instead of hating on it, I probably should sit back and take some notes and be like, this guy's taking home a bag or two every single day, every single fight. And now, you know how many people have tried to call out Mike Tyson and Mike Tyson just says, screw off, screw you guys, you're stupid. The fact that Mike Tyson is paying attention to Jake Paul should tell you enough because Mike Tyson doesn't need money. Mike Tyson has more money than Jake Paul. Let's get that straight.
I mean, hell, we thought this was teeing up back 4 years ago to be okay. We got that exhibition. Now, man, Evander Holyfield's name keeps tossing around and he's
Yeah,
showing up
well.
online and he's looking pretty good. We can travel. What if all of a sudden we get another exhibition on this card July 20th and it's Evander Holyfield versus somebody?
I mean, we got a guy like Antonio Tarver right now that is,
Ah.
he's trying to get Bernard Hopkins rematch, which would be
Ah.
pretty cool because you want to know something awesome? I fought on the undercard when
Yeah.
Antonio Tarver fought Bernard Hopkins. If this happens on this
Well.
undercard, pretty cool. It opens the door for something B Money has referenced long ago, the Legends Tour.
Yeah, but
I think it would sell.
Hopkins won't happen just because I don't think the promoters and they won't be able to have the legal stuff all lined up in order for him to take part in this. I don't
I don't
know.
think Bernard wants to anymore. He fought long enough. He fought till he was 49 years old, 50. He's done.
It looks good. I mean,
He
whatever.
does.
So that's July 20th on Netflix. We're sure to talk about it leading up even further close to it, but it's fresh on everyone's minds. It's the new toy right now. It's a shiny new toy. We're all kind of exhausted talking about some of the same old topics out there. So this is the shiny object right now. Mike Tyson, Jake Paul, and that's coming July 20th on Netflix. That's summertime weekend, Trav. Book your summer travel accordingly so you could still access Netflix. Okay, and if you don't have Netflix, I'm not going to go tell you to sign up for Netflix, but find a friend who has Netflix. Maybe share a
Yeah,
password. How
use
about
that
that?
password.
Use that password. Because you know what? Screw you, Netflix. You keep raising your rate on me, and I'm a loyal paying customer who doesn't even watch it. I don't even turn Netflix on
I'm
ever. I just have it. Like, what am I doing? I'm wasting money.
not
Anyways.
gonna lie, B Money. I haven't watched Netflix in not no exaggeration. At least 1 year, I haven't watched Netflix.
I think my son
No,
watches a show.
no specific reason. I just haven't.
No, I don't even know where to start. Like, what am I looking for to watch? That I should never be in a position, Weekend Trav, where I'm sitting there like, ooh, what should I watch on TV? If that's the case, I need to open a book. I need to keep reading the books I read, which
Yeah,
I read weird stuff. We'll get into that one day, maybe not today. Let's switch gears here. We got at some. Somewhat breaking news. I think by the time this posts, it's not as breaking news. But Matchroom, which we were made aware of, and then it became public knowledge. Matchroom has this prize fighter quarterfinal tournament that was scheduled to start at the end of March, which is March is now in Japan. A friend of ours, friend of the show, Giovanni Estella, was supposed to be one of those participants. It looks like we can Trav, semi-breaking news, that the Prize Fighter quarterfinals by Matchroom is postponed.
Yes, make sure everybody knows that it's not canceled. It has been postponed. Reports are saying that it's mid-July. We have no concrete dates, but just to let everybody know that it is postponed. Giovanni Estella is part of the prize fighter. They're supposed to still have that.
Well, I will say this, and it's I wouldn't say it's necessary. There's some rumors of that being the case of what you just said. Mid-July is what I'm hearing. I got a little something in my ear, kind of giving me some thoughts there. So just I would circle that part of the summertime, right after Jake Paul, Mike Tyson, maybe around that time frame, maybe right before it. Just be aware of that's kind of the rumblings that B Money is being made aware of. I can't name my sources.
I feel like that would be perfect. Before a big blockbuster fight, they always have a decent fight right before it, the week before or the day before, even like a Friday. So this would line right up with that B Money. And DAZN, while Eddie Hearn is really upset about Tyson fighting Jake Paul, DAZN has a relationship with Jake Paul and Most Valuable Promotions. So you could be correct because Matchroom Boxing is the one doing the prize fighter tourney, which Matchroom Boxing is Eddie Hearn. So it all connects. You got to know, you got to connect all these little dots, but it all connects that you could be correct.
The easiest way to connect all the dots we can Trav is with dollar bills. Everyone likes money. That seems to put a salve on all wounds and all pride and egos are in check. So yes. So that is what I have a little bee in my ear kind of telling me that. We shall see. We shall see if that's what comes to fruition. Yeah. So yeah. Matchroom Prize Fighter quarterfinals postponed. We were looking forward to Giovanni Estella fighting here this coming weekend in Japan, which is huge, which is awesome. But more details soon to follow, I'm sure, on that one. And we'll try to pick his brain a bit as well. That just kind of postpones him a little bit and delays him, which I know he does not like having to wait to fight again. So.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, something pretty cool too that's going on this weekend is that you mentioned a little bit about it. Isaac Cruz is fighting Rolly Romero, but that main event on that card, which is an Amazon Prime pay-per-view card, it's their first one since PBC has dissolved. They are now turning into Amazon Prime, et cetera. But our boy, who I gave him, I believe it was Prospect of the Year or something, Sebastian Fundora. And he's coming off of a knockout loss, but he's replacing Keith Thurman and fighting Tim Tszyu in the main event of the March 30th pay-per-view Amazon Prime. So the reason I bring that up is because I think that Fundora can give Tim Tszyu a lot of problems, because if you watch our Instagram page, Weighing In with Travis Hartman, I've posted some stuff about this. But the height difference in this fight is massive. Sebastian Fundora is like 6'5", something crazy. So I think it's worth tuning into. It's Amazon Prime pay-per-view, but also the co-main event is Isaac Cruz versus
Rolly
Rolly
Romero.
Romero, which is a crazy good fight. So I'm just want to throw that out there really fast, that I think that fight is worth tuning into. I will be tuning into it because originally it was supposed to be Keith Thurman versus Tim Tszyu. Tim Tszyu is the son of Hall of Famer and world champion Costa Tszyu. So that's why it's kind of interesting as well.
Those fights are weird to me. It's just like it's not necessarily different. Well, maybe the Cruz and Rolly Romero is a bit different style type of fight. Rolly Romero is kind of weird in the ring. Isaac Cruz is a, head down. He's gonna eat every shot you're gonna throw at him, but he just wants to get in there and just bully you up. And I don't know, like Rolly Romero's style is kind of like squirmy and kind of real fluid and weird and awkward. And that's just gonna be a weird mix in the ring. I'm actually worried about the result of that fight being a little or being kind of boring. The risk is that it just doesn't match well. Like it's just kind of an odd pairing with those two.
Styles make fights. Both of these guys fought Gervonta Davis. Gervonta Davis knocked out Rolly Romero. Gervonta Davis, to date, was his toughest fight against Isaac Pitbull Cruz. But you're exactly right, though. Styles make fights. So if you go by the results that, let's see, Rolly Romero got knocked out by Gervonta. Isaac Cruz gave Gervonta his toughest fight to date. So you would think that Isaac Cruz is going to beat Rolly. That's not how it works in boxing. Styles make fights. And I think you're right. This has the making, but I don't think it's going to be a boring fight. But this has a making to be a very weird and awkward fight, because Pitbull Cruz is on your chest the whole time. Rolly Romero knows that. Rolly Romero can punch. Rolly Romero is fighting for a bigger payday next, because he wants to get those Gervonta Davis type of fights, those Ryan Garcia fights, those Devin Haney fights, those Lomachenko fights. So he's going to fight his butt off. But Isaac Cruz is a tough, hard-nosed guy. I think, in my opinion, that Rolly Romero was not very smart in taking this fight, though. Because I don't think whether he wins or loses, it's going to do himself any favors. Because, like you said, it does have the making where it could be a potentially really boring
Like to
and
do a
just
decision,
ugly fight. I don't think boring is the word, but it could be a very ugly
It's
fight because of
weird.
Isaac
I just
Cruz's
think it could be
style.
weird. I just don't.
Unless he can knock him out, B Money, then maybe that's the gamble he was taking. He's rolling the dice. Maybe he's thinking he's going to knock him out. And if he could do that, well,
Rolly, you
then
think?
that puts him on the scene.
Isaac Cruz out, you think?
I'm not saying he will. No, I'm saying that if he
No.
can, that is the genius roll of the dice. But I'm going to tell you right now, B Money, it's not out of the question, because I'm telling you, whether anybody wants to believe it, Rolly Ramirez can punch. This kid can punch. He's out there. He's crazy, but Rolly Romero can punch. So Isaac Cruz does eat a lot of punches, although he took the best shot that Gervonta had and kept coming. So I'm not saying that's going to happen, but I'm telling you, don't be overly
He just
shocked
goes
if
in
somehow he
tight,
knocks
like
him out.
he's one day gonna fight Mike Perry in bare knuckle, I think. He's just so he comes
He's too
in,
small, though. He's
he
too
comes in
small.
so tight. He comes in so tight like this. That's his stance the whole time. And I don't know. And then the main event now with your boy Fundora. I mean, if I don't think I don't know if it was his last fight or the fight before, but remember we highlighted him getting knocked out.
That was his very
And
last fight, so I don't know how
he
he
didn't look
earned.
good. He didn't
I don't know
look
how
good
he
in that fight.
earned this
Yeah,
championship fight. He's coming off of a knockout loss, but he's also a
exactly.
fill-in, so I mean,
Yeah,
it is what it is.
because I think of the I saw a graphic right before that was announced. People just throwing names in against Zoo, and I think I saw one of the Charlo brothers being thrown around. And I don't know how Fedora got this fight. He better be on his knees thanking God that he got this fight, but because he didn't look good at the end of last year. He did not look good.
Well, I
And
mean, anytime you get knocked out, you don't look good. But
he's going
he.
against a very dangerous guy. I mean, what do we think here? What this is so that's an interesting. We didn't plan for this part of this conversation or in pre-production, but man, what do you think about this new main event? What do you think about this? Sebastian Fundora and Tim Zhu. What do you think?
So I'm going to go on the record and say this about Tim Zhu. A long time ago, I've watched a bunch of his fights. And so I'm going to preface this with, I never understood, and I'm going to be hated for this, I never understood the hype about Errol Spence either. I like the guy. I never understood because his style, I was just like, he just never completely impressed me. Okay. And this guy's undefeated, knocked out people. So I'm not saying that he's not good. Clearly, he had a much better career than I ever could dream of. But I'm saying that he never super impressed me on the great scene. I get the same vibe from Tim Zhu. He's a world champion. He got a world champion because Terrence Crawford, or no, not because Terrence Crawford, but somebody vacated a title and they made Tim Zhu at the 154-pound division a world champion. He didn't win it. He got the title because somebody relinquished it. Which also, Terrence Crawford just got named the mandatory to the winner of this fight, by the
Correct.
way. So that's kind of cool. But the reason why I'm saying that is because I don't think Tim Zhu, in my opinion, has what it takes to be great and to be where his dad was at, which is always tough to do. It's always tough to live up to those expectations. I get it. That's fine. Your dad was a Hall of Famer. It's always, but he is a lot better than most former dads who are world champion sons, if that helps. He is, but he's fighting Sebastian Fundora. I think that's a ridiculously ill move on short notice to fight a guy who is 6'4", 6'5", and has that kind of advantage over you. I think that's an ill move business-wise. I'm not sure why they did it. They inserted Sebastian Fundora B-Money really quick, which makes me think that Sebastian Fundora might have had a little heads up on this weeks and months ago.
I mean, I don't, he looked in the face off. He looked Sebastian Fedor looked kind of big, like not height wise. Obviously, he's like looks like a foot taller, but he like kind of looked like muscular.
That's why, like, I'm wondering. I'm not trying to be a conspiracy theorist, but
I'm
I'm
just wondering how he's going
wondering.
to cut weight for this because I think I feel like he has to cut weight for this. But he looked noticeably stronger in the face off photo against Zou.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think we're promoting this fight a lot because it turns out that the more we talk about this, that I think it's going to be a pretty good fight, B
That
Money.
Amazon gets all my money anyways. Maybe they're gonna get my money for this thing. I don't, who knows?
That card is interesting though, because the co-main event I think is worth watching is Cruz versus Rolly Romero. I think it's an interesting fight. My boy Sean Gibbons is also the advisor and promoter of Isaac Cruz, who also is the co-promoter and promoter with Manny Pacquiao. So I think it's an interesting fight. I know Sean Gibbons is a smart guy. He took this fight for a reason for Isaac Cruz. So maybe they got something up their sleeve too.
Interesting stuff. And this is Saturday. Correct me if I'm wrong. Is this
This is this Saturday.
man, so that's coming this Saturday, but we can travel. We also got other stuff going on this Saturday. Not
We
necessarily
do.
local, but it's down the highway a bit. And that's the Gold of Florida, Golden Gloves. We can travel. Give the audience, give the listeners, the watchers some details on this sucker, because that's coming Easter weekend here in South Florida. The Golden Gloves tournament, we can travel. You got somebody that's fighting in that sucker, aren't you? Don't you?
I do. It's the Florida Golden Gloves. And the Golden Gloves is one of the most prestigious tournaments in the United States. It's been going on, I believe, since the 60s. I think that was going on in like the 20s, but it finally organized and has been an organization since the 60s, I believe. But it's one of the best and most recognized tournaments in the United States, maybe even in the world for amateur boxers. It's USA Boxing sanctioned. It's the Florida Golden Gloves. Fighters, if they win the regionals, they advance to nationals. So it's an awesome tournament. I fought in it as an amateur. By the way, I'm undefeated in Kansas City Golden Gloves tournaments. I never lost one. I think I entered four and I won four. I would have fought in more, but I turned pro, but I entered four, won four. So I have a love for the Golden Gloves because I think it's one of the best tournaments ever. I do. Amateur tournaments, it's just amazing. I love the whole camaraderie with the Golden Gloves. I love the support. I believe there's over 30 plus Golden Glove franchises across the United States, which is awesome too. I also received the Golden Gloves boxing scholarship to go to college as well. So obviously, I have an affinity for the Golden Gloves, not Florida necessarily, but the Golden Gloves as an organization. I think they're great. Everybody used to talk about boxers like they're stupid, they're dumb, they're fighting, but like we're educated people too. There's a scholarship for most Golden Gloves franchises, and I was fortunate enough to receive that. So I love it. That's going on this weekend, March. It's going on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's a single elimination tournament. I do have a fighter, Joe Herzberg, aka Iowa, fighting there. So I'll be down there this weekend in Hollywood, Florida, at the Hard Rock or the Seminole Hard Rock Casino and Hotel, which is a phenomenal venue. I fought there as a pro on ESPN. It's a phenomenal venue for boxing. So these kids, I don't know if they realize how lucky they are to be fighting there. My Golden Gloves tournaments were in Kansas City, Missouri, actually at Kemp or at a municipal auditorium, which is huge, but it's pretty cool. They're getting to fight at the Hard Rock as an amateur. So maybe it could be a preface for their future as a pro. But anyway, they're fighting there. I think it's awesome. Iowa's putting the work in. He's a hardworking kid. I can't wait to see the results of his hard work. But at the end of the day, too, amateur boxing is a learning process. Every fight we take it fight by fight, and we don't look forward any. We're not looking to turn pro. We're not looking to do all that stuff. We're looking to take each amateur fight as it is, and. We're excited, man. B Money. It's an exciting time for TH Boxing, Travis Hartman Boxing here, because we do have some actual competitors fighting. Your boy Isaac actually gets to train with some of these guys too, so it's kind of cool with that.
Helps give them
But
work. Absolutely.
I'm pretty excited about that. Also, I can't. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention this guy fighting this weekend. He's an alumni of weighing in with Travis Hartman in this corner, Giovanni Marquez, who is fighting on the first overtime boxing this weekend as well. So I want to send we all of us here at Weighing In with Travis Hartman want to send him our best, because overtime boxing is now getting into boxing as a promoter. So overtime boxing is huge. They got a huge following on Instagram. They do really, really good promoting, which is Overtime is the original podcast. They reposted my LeBron James video, which got like 50 million views. But Overtime Boxing now is a big supporter of Giovanni Marquez, whose dad was also a world champion. So I think it's pretty cool. And we wish the best to Giovanni Marquez as well this weekend.
Action-packed weekend here and everywhere when it comes to the world of boxing. On Easter weekend, weekend trap. I went to high school with somebody that won a Golden Gloves tournament up in New York.
Yeah. Oh, that's pretty prestigious.
Pretty prestigious. Now the weight class, I don't know, and I don't know how many participants there were because it was she's tiny and it was female, but one Ava Fiore
Woo.
way back when. If I
I
don't
don't
know
know
if
who
you.
that is. I just say woo. I
You would
just, I
remember
don't know
if
who
I
that
showed
is.
you. You would remember if I showed you the photo, because I think then she got like popped for some sort of. She was just smuggling something overseas. It was an airplane. She ended up having a. She was a Playboy model at one point, but she was a
When
boxer.
was this? When was this?
This was probably around 2000, like close to
Okay.
that.
So that tells me that there was probably one or two girls in her weight class.
And she won it, but she had skill. She had skill. So good for
Yeah.
her. I think last I heard, she ended up marrying an NHL player and now lives a very quiet, modest life, which is good for her. But I knew her by another name in high school. I won't lay that out because that is, whatever. I don't want to
Oh, so
get
she
anyone
changed
in
her name.
trouble.
Okay.
She
Hey,
changed her name for sure
promote our show. Promote our
because
show.
she had some extracurricular activity online and stuff like that. So, anywho, but weekend Trav, jam pack. Good luck to Iowa there in the Golden Gloves tournament down in Hollywood, Florida. So we can Trav. We ran through a lot here. We ran through not only Golden Gloves, not only the fact that that Match and Prize Fighter quarterfinals was postponed, but we also talked about the fights coming up here on Amazon Prime, which was not planned for, with Isaac Cruz, Rolly Romero, as well as Sebastian Fundora. Taking on Tim Zhu, and then obviously Tyson and Jake Paul fighting there in July. Weekend Trav, let me toss it to you for final thoughts. Before I do that, I want to remind everybody, if you've yet to subscribe to our channel, please do so on YouTube below. Give us a thumb up on this video if you liked what we talked about, or if you have any feedback as to what we need to be talking about as Weekend Trav shows off all of his Blantons. I'm going to step after I stop talking. I'm going to show you. I have one bottle over there here in my office. But anyway, so if you have yet to do so, please do. Helps our show, helps our channel out, and we do appreciate it. But Weekend Trav, give me your final thoughts as we exit episode 151.
It is a beautiful time, B Money, to be a boxing fan, because as usual, Weekend Trav is gonna be a broken record. I love your Blantons. and say, what an amazing time to be a boxing fan. Because for us on the podcast, we never are limited on things to talk about because boxing right now, it's made it pretty easy, honestly, because there's always topics that's talked about and we have to talk about what's being talked about. And what's being talked about is boxing all the time, B Money. And a lot of it can be attributed to Jake Paul. Let's not leave out the real boxers. Obviously, we have the Canelo Alvarez's still. We have the Ryan Garcias, the Devin Haney's fighting, the Tim Zoos, the Sebastian Fedoras, all of those guys with fights coming up. Yes, but we're talking boxing, B Money. And I love that, obviously. And that's why we started this podcast, what, 4 years ago during 2020, during the pandemic, during the big C. So I'm happy that we started this. And you know what? We're still grinding. We do this part-time. So if anybody ever wants to sponsor us and get us doing this full-time, we are taking on all comers because me and B Money are good at what we do. And we do this part-time.
We enjoy it. We enjoy it. When our schedules match up, I know it's been a little sparse as of late. As I mentioned, I just got back from DC with my daughter's 8th grade trip. So I was out of town and that just kind of creates a little havoc. But we can travel. I want to, before you close your final thoughts, let's also draw attention to you later on this week. You have some big news as well, right?
I do.
Jeez almighty. This is literally what you talked to me about right before we got on. Like, oh yeah, Thursday, by the way, I'm gonna be like.
Okay, you know what? Weekend Trav has a lot going on, so he forgets. You're
Like I was
right.
teeing you up for
I
like, oh
you
yeah, big deal.
100%.
We're grinding online, and all of a
Yeah.
sudden, and the cross promotion makes a lot of sense. Okay.
No, you're okay. You're 100% right. You listen, I forgot what you're talking about. I
Who's
thought you were talking
drinking?
about.
Who's drinking? You or me?
Listen, I also have twins due in a couple of weeks.
Yes, you
I have
do.
boxers boxing this weekend.
You
I didn't know what
do.
you're talking
You
about,
have,
but
yeah, it, yeah, yes.
I B Money's correct. I had the honor of being on, I'm going to be on the podcast for Title Boxing this weekend. We're going to be talking about the best welterweights of all time, current and past, with Doug Ward on Title Boxing. So check that out. We'll be cross promoting and obviously pushing this out there, but this is up weekend Trav's alley. This is boxing. And Doug Ward is a guy that I've known since I was 10 years old, B Money, and I'm 40 now. I've known this guy 30 years. And the only problem with this podcast is going to be I'm not going to have B Money there telling me, Travis, the time is up. The time is up. Because
I don't
we're
think
going to
it'll
be able to
matter. But
talk.
what a conversation. I didn't know that was the topic. Wow,
Yeah.
that's an
So.
interesting topic.
So if anybody wants to weigh in and give us some little insights in the next couple of days, who you think is past top welterweights of the past, top welterweights currently. And it's a cool topic because I fought one of the current top welterweights of our time, which is Terrence Crawford. So that's why it's going to be a very interesting conversation. And I challenge everybody to listen because you might be shocked who my past and current best welterweights are. So I hope everybody does tune in.
Interesting. Well, that's coming from Title Boxing. We're not sure all the details of when, they'll produce that, when it'll post, but shout out to Doug Ward over there doing fine work for Title, as he always does. Correct me if I'm wrong. Didn't he you saw him recently. Didn't he stop by your gym or something like that?
Yeah, Doug was here doing a photo shoot, I believe, at one of the gyms here in town in Orlando, and he stopped by him and his wife. We've been, like I said, we've been longtime
You've
friends
been
since the
close for a bit.
amateurs. So Doug's a phenomenal guy, but this is what I love about Doug, though. Doug is a true boxing guy who also just happens to run one of the top two biggest boxing manufacturers in the world. So no big deal. And it's located right where I grew up, essentially. So it's pretty cool. And Doug's a great guy. I love talking boxing. So I'm right. It's just right up my alley.
There you go, right up your alley. So that's Weekend Trav's final thoughts. I don't really have any final thoughts other than that just begging and pleading. Please do subscribe and check out our content. If you're not following on Instagram, we tend to update that a lot more. There's more things that we, reforward and post and reels and yada yada. At Weighing In with Travis Hartman, all one word. And then I think Weekend Trav there has that the tick that China one, the TikTok thing, right?
Yeah, we do have a TikTok as well.
So that's pending closure, depending on the U.S. government. But we do have that. and many other sources to find our content. We do appreciate the support. But that being said, this is the end of episode 151 of Weighing In with Travis Hartman, and I'm just going to go ahead and do it. That over there is the talent Weekend Trav.
That there is B-Money, aka the producer, the man, the myth, the legend, the guy who makes this podcast go round. Amen. God bless.
Be Easter, by the way. I mean, it's coming. I don't know. A few days. Okay. That's it.
Peace.